In the market for a new tattoo or piercing? Well, look no further. South of Heaven Tattoos has got you covered. Visit our bright, welcoming environment at 970 St. Mary's Road today and meet with one of our knowledgeable staff to have all your questions answered. We're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday from noon until 6, and walk-ins for all services are welcome 7 days a week. Our friendly artists can do it all, from children's ear piercings to tattoo designs of all kinds. Plus, we've got you covered on proper aftercare products for all our services. Check us out on Instagram at SOHTattooWPG to see examples of recent work or see our ongoing promotions, and then visit southofheaventattoos.com to book your appointment. South of Heaven Tattoos, your friendly neighborhood tattoo shop since 2009.
Just throw the money in the way.
This is Dan Frechette. You're listening to CJUM FM 101.5 in Winnipeg.
Let the wind sing an empty song.
Thank you. There you have it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And we are doing a show today that is in tribute to International Women's Day. In fact, our goal today is to play a roster entirely of female artists, female jazz artists. And we started off with Renee Rosnes, the great piano player, of course. That's an interesting track. It actually comes from an album released 1996, that long ago. The album's called Ancestors, and the song is called Upa Neguinho. And so she, it's sort of an interesting time because it comes from a period where there's a lot of artists that were experimenting with Cuban music and Cuban jazz, and she was one of them. And the next artist that we're going to hear is also one. But you can hear what an incredible, incredible talent she has. Internationally renowned, she by 1996 she was already a major figure in the international jazz scene. She actually, believe it or not, this is how quickly time goes. She released her first album in 1990, some 34 years ago. So that was Renee Rosnes, and from 1996. Coming up next, we're going to play another Cuban-influenced musician, and a great Canadian jazz musician. Dialogos is the name of the song, and it's from an album that the title should tell you everything about, Jane Bonnet and the Cuban Piano Masters. Here's Jane Bonnet with Dialogos right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. Well, that one kind of moves along nicely, doesn't it? That was Jane Bennett and the Cuban Piano Masters. I believe that was Hilario Duran on the piano and their version of a song called Dialogos. And what a, you know, to take it to that clip and have that kind of control. Interesting enough, but when she's playing flute, and she's an accomplished woodwind player, period. Of course, many of you will know her from her work on the soprano saxophone. Playing on flute at that tempo and holding the embouchure and the tone and everything that she does, what a testament to great musicianship by her. Coming up next, we're going to hear from another great jazz instrumentalist. And much of the show, and actually sort of after this one, there's going to be fewer jazz instrumentalists, but we're going to play a couple now because I really want to talk about the fact that certainly in recent years anyway, you've heard it with the first couple of songs that we played, women have been able to break the gender barrier in jazz. Early on, it was very, very difficult for a woman to play anything other than to be a singer, to play anything at all. The International Sweethearts of Rhythm, of course, in the 1940s were a big band that was entirely comprised of females. Think of Louis Armstrong's wife, Lil Hardin. She played on some sides with him. But those were the exceptions to the rule. For the most part, it was singers for a long period of time. What happens, though, over time is that there are people that come through and break the gender barrier. One of the early ones is Melba Liston. And of all the things to play, and it's never an easy instrument, period, of all the things to play, the instrument that she did it on was the trombone. So let's do that. Let's do that. And then we'll talk a little bit about, we're going to tune her. Let's do it this way. So two of the people we're going to talk about, number one, Melba Liston on the trombone and Marion McPartland. Now, Marion McPartland is a fascinating person because she was incredibly well respected. And she was a writer, she was a composer, and she played, and she established a role for herself as a, not only as a piano player, but eventually as a solo piano player, and had a great career that spanned several decades, and she toured the world. So, again, one of the early instrumentals to come through. So, for the next set, we're going to do two in a row. We're going to start with Melba Liston, of an album from 1958 called Melba Liston and Her Bones. The song is called Blues Melba. And then after that, from an album recorded actually in Shanghai with Joe Morello and Rufus Reed, it's Marion McPartland and Scratchin' in the Gravel, both right here on 52nd Street. Thank you. there you have the great Marion McPartland and a trio live at Shanghai Jazz. And the song was called Scratchin' the Gravel, featuring Joe Morello on drums. Many of you may know his name from the work that he did with Dave Brubeck, and including the classic recording Take Five. And Rufus Reed on the bass. Coming up next, we're going to hear, I'm trying to get something to work, so forgive me, please, if it doesn't work. Trying to actually hear from Mary Lou Williams. So we're going to talk a little bit more about women in jazz. And of course, the show tonight is about women in jazz and the important contribution that female performers have made in the history of jazz. And we've been spending a lot of time listening to instrumentalists. And of course, if you're just tuning in later on in the show, we're going to hear from some of the great jazz singers. And don't think for a second we're not going to hear from Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald, because how could we not? But coming up next, we're going to hear, I'm hoping, if this works, we're going to hear from the great Mary Lou Williams. Now, Mary Lou Williams is a very interesting story, because not only is she a piano player and makes it as a piano player, as an arranger and a composer. In fact, she was one of the writers of the famous Benny Goodman song, Roll'em. So very early on had an impact in the jazz world. And the interesting thing is, the Kansas City scene was a very tough scene, and that's where she came up, and that's where she cut her teeth, and incredibly well respected. And despite a very male-oriented kind of culture in the Kansas City jazz scene, she broke that barrier and was able to establish herself as a great player, and I think you'll be able to hear why. So coming up next from the song, hopefully from the album Mary Lou Williams Plays in London, here is Round About Midnight, right here on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
What'd you think of that? We just did two in a row. We started off with Mary Lou Williams from Live in London, Round About Midnight. What a beautiful player she is. And then after that, Winnipeg's very own Jocelyn Gould. You know, I had the chance to see her two summers ago at the Jazz Festival. And, you know, she's won Junos and she's getting all this notoriety. And she's incredible. Like, she is an incredible player, as you heard from that last track. That went from her most recent album called Sonic Bouquet. The song called Tender is the Night. So if you have the chance to see her live, do it. I'm going to tell you right now, she just keeps getting better and better and better. Beautiful sound, great ideas. Phenomenal, phenomenal player. All right, I told you we were going to play some vocalists. We've got three lined up. We're going to start from a 1988 recording. It's a song that actually won a Grammy for Best Female Jazz Vocal. It's Betty Carter, Betty Bop. I just think this is a beautiful song called Look What I Got, right here on 52nd Street.
To have is love. Is all that a girl could want. To hold and close is heaven. To watch the sun come up each day. With joy, I took a chance. There he was for me. He took my hand and said, will you be my wife? My fantasy. Wonderful.
Sailboat in the Moonlight from Billie Holiday, 1936. And before that, 1988, Betty Carter and What I Got. All right, believe it or not, we're at the end of our Women in Jazz show. It's been a good night tonight. Really enjoyed the performances, and I hope that the takeaway from this is the important role that women have always played in jazz, and the fact that now, almost 100 years later, so many are finally getting the opportunity, as we heard tonight with Jocelyn Gould, to be able to showcase their talents in every instrument and every way, and look forward to a bright future with more collaboration, more creativity, and more great artists. Could end tonight with Ella Fitzgerald, because we couldn't do a Women in Jazz without the important role that she played, not only as a singer and as a performer, but as a very decorated musician. She won Grammys and, of course, was world-renowned internationally, and you can hear why with this next track. From the American Songbooks, here is Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Here now, Ella Fitzgerald.
Thanks for listening.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I'm awake. With no Broma seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again. A simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring, to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can't have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Sing to him each spring, to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Burned a lot, but learned a lot. And now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more.